Hello, friends. This is Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway Global Methodist Church, and I'm glad you're with us for this Friends for Christmas podcast with an emphasis on Charles Dickens. This series of podcasts here in 2023 are to invite some, friends from the past, people we have heard of, and imagine having them over for Christmas and why it would be an amazing thing. So first, today we want to look at Charles Dickens and ask for ourselves, why would the author Charles Dickens be an awesome person to have over for Christmas? Well, I think first off, because when you read what Dickens wrote backwards, you know, from front to back, all his works, you discover that here's an author who liked people. I don't know if you might read more or less than I do, but I can divide works of fiction between authors who seem to like people. Like Dickens, and sees the good or something worth describing in any of the characters, and some authors who are really able to put together a good story to describe well, to put a compelling plot, but they actually don't like their characters. And if you had one of Thomas Hardy's novels, you would want to not get too attached to any of the characters because they all come to bad ends. And so I think for Dickens, if you had to pick a passage in the Christmas stories in the Bible that he would love. Let's think about Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Now, it's not usually thought of when you turn to Luke chapter 2, but we expect to find shepherds there. And the shepherds will be visited by angels, and the shepherds will go off to the manger and see the baby and Mary and Joseph. But certainly no one beginning a story about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and no one looking for the thing that God was going to do to bring salvation to the world, none of those people are thinking about shepherds. But as it happens, heaven is thinking about shepherds, sends angels to announce the birth of the child to shepherds. And Luke, in writing the story, as it was told him, no doubt by Mary, makes sure to give the shepherds their time to go in there, to crowd in, and to say everything that they've been told, and go around telling everybody, and glorifying and praising God, because what the angels had promised them had truly come to pass. And in that passage, there's the joy that everything has changed because of the birth of this child. And also the human response, and the response in common people that no one had been thinking about. And so Dickens, if he was over for Christmas with you or with me, would find you or me interesting and look at us and say, there's something about this person I'd like to know a little more about, and could gladly tell a story about. Now, what did Christmas mean to Charles Dickens? Taking his work, The Christmas Carol, we can find that Scrooge's nephew gives a little speech about Christmas in the first chapter. And he says, "There are many things from which I have derived good, but by which I have not profited, I dare say," returned the nephew, "Christmas among the rest. But I'm sure I've always thought of Christmas time when it has come around. Apart from the veneration due to its sacred name and origin, that's Jesus, if anything belonging to it can be apart from that, as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. The only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and to think of people below them as if they really were fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys. And therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that it has done me good and will do me good, and I say, God bless it." And so in there, Dickens has put both that it is a time, It is a special time, and he raised by raising up the idea that Christmas could be a special, particular time in which we take a different attitude, which the calendar and the return of the importance of the story forces us to consider it again and again. It is a time that hearts open up. This is not something that Christians should avoid. We have seasons of the year for a reason, because we're made to have, I believe, seasons of the year in our hearts. Yes, we should be excited about God 100% every day of the week and every week of the year, but a season comes by to let us gaze upon the child in the manger, to hear the angels say, everything has happened just as God promised, and the Savior he planned to send has now come, and salvation has come to these people. Now, it would be great to thank Charles Dickens for saving, in a lot of ways, Christmas time. It had no doubt been spottily observed here and there in the British Isles, but by the works that he wrote, Christmas Carol among them, he kept lifting up the celebration of Christmas and describing characters engaged in interacting with the good news of Christmas. And in fact, he created a popularity for Christmas beyond what it had before. And this was before the advent of Santa Claus, when the gifts were just supposed to have come from people who were giving you gifts. And so lifting up that there is a use and a Holy Spirit purpose for us to have some special times that call us out of ourselves and make us stop our daily round. He has also given us this great story, the Christmas Carol. It is one of the works in the English language that everybody should know. In fact, everybody does know. If you asked a random ordinary person that you meet on the street, hey, could you tell me the story of the Christmas Carol? They probably could do it and not really miss any of the key points. In fact, this is a story that we want to tell to people, that it is a story that is good for our hearts to hear. Poor old Scrooge finally come to terms with what is the harvest of a grasping and selfish life, and understanding that God has so much more for him. And in fact, Dickens did more than that, but to also give pictures in the story, and it's in a less familiar part, in the Ghost of Christmas Present chapter, that they traveled about and saw the change that this time had. I'm reading, it says, "Much they saw, Scrooge in the spirit of Christmas Present, and far they went, and many homes they visited, but always with a happy end. The spirits stood beside sick beds, and they were cheerful, on foreign lands, and they were close to home, by struggling men, and they were patient in their greater hope, by poverty, and it was rich, in almshouse, hospital, and jail, in misery's every refuge, where vain man and his little brief authority had not made fast the door and barred the spirit out, he left his blessing, and taught Scrooge his precepts." There is that use for a time of year which pushes us to be more generous and more loving, and to put some effort into it, and to say this time is set aside for love and for family and for sharing and for giving. And so Charles Dickens, of course, had a lot to be thankful for the writing of the Christmas Carol. He made quite a bit of money, which he needed. He was one who was familiar with the problems of income and raising the family, and he toured, Great Britain and America, all giving readings of A Christmas Carol, because people loved to hear him read that story. And so he would be glad at Christmas. He would be remembering with thankfulness all the things that Christmas had done for him. It had put now and then a scrap of gold in his pocket, but more than that, it had showed him how much more we can be when we're walking in the presence of Christ. And so we have this last paragraph in the Christmas Carol, but it says about Scrooge. He says, "He became as good a friend and as good a master and as good a man as the good old city ever knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them laugh." And so it was said about Scrooge again that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. I hope that you live a bit in the stories about Christmas. You can find more that Dickens wrote in Christmas scenes, because he wrote many novels that were distributed as serials in the newspapers, and then finally the chapters collected to make things like the Pickwick Papers. And when Christmas time came, suddenly his characters dropped whatever they were doing and celebrated Christmas. So there's a rich treasury of things there. And of course, if we had Charles Dickens as a friend over for Christmas, we would want him to tell a story, or the story of the Christ child, or maybe at least to tell us again the story of A Christmas Carol. I'm glad you've been here for this podcast, Friends for Christmas, the Charles Dickens episode. And here in 2023, we invite you to be part of the next podcasts that are to come, when we're going to be with actor Jimmy Stewart, Salvation Army founder William Booth, and author G.K. Chesterton. And God bless us, everyone.